Welcome to your daily devotional, July 30th. A word to enablers. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 19. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. One of the things that is a scourge on our young, and sometimes older, at least old enough to know better, people today, is the willingness of parents and others to enable them to continue destructive and or self-destructive behaviors. It is one thing to aid somebody who is legitimately down and out due to industry unemployment, is elderly, or is legitimately disabled to the point that there is no job that they are mentally or physically able to do. But there are some who will make no effort at all to raise their own circumstances. The scripture says, if a man will not work, neither shall he eat. So much for the idea of universal national basic income and every other sort of socialistic policy. The padding of unemployment benefits by our government through the recent crisis has created disincentive to work, and so businesses struggle to find anyone willing to work or return to work. Honest work for honest pay is honorable, even if it is only a little, so long as they work in quietness and eat their own bread. The one who relies on others to pay their way as a way of life despite being able-bodied has no incentive to make effort to better themselves. The sickness spreads to the enabler. For it is written, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Just as a parent can create dependency in an adult child in this way, socialism tends to do the same to the society on an even larger scale. Finally, I would like to speak a word to enablers of addicts. How many times will you bail that person out of jail at your own expense? For if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Your friend or loved one has no money or rent for food, so you pay rent and buy food to meet these needs, while they now have all of their own money to pay the packy of the local drug dealer. I speak tongue-in-cheek here, but why did you not buy the drugs and alcohol for them so that they could pay the rent? Gift cards and food stamps are sold for money to feed the addiction, so don't think you are doing a favor by sharing these either. Why do you hate your adult child so as to deal with them in these ways? For if you rescue him, you'll have to do it again. How will the pattern ever be broken? Yes, they will resent your refusal to continue to enable and say all manner of evil things, and this will be very hard on you, but it is the loving thing to do. When you stop being the safety net, then at that point, God can step in. Who knows if Jesus Christ may save that soul once he or she comes to some sense that the prodigal may return. See Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32.